Cincinnati Camerata is a mixed-voice choral ensemble that focuses on chamber and contemporary classical music from medieval chant through living composers. The Camerata is committed to promoting new choral music and collaborations with some of Cincinnati's finest instrumental and vocal chamber ensembles. In their 2018-19 season, they welcome their new music director, Trevor Krager, who is my guest in the studio. Good evening, Trevor.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm great. Great. Thanks for stopping by. And congratulations on the new position.
Thank you. I'm excited to be working with Camerata.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became involved with Cincinnati Camerata.
Yeah, so I came to Cincinnati in 2011 to pursue my undergrad degree in music education at CCM. And I worked with Dr. Brett Scott, who was the former Camerata artistic director. I then came back to do my master's degree. And while I was in Cincinnati, I founded a professional choir at St. Rose Church. And I've worked with a variety of choirs, vocal arts ensemble.
Did you sing with Camerata before you began conducting?
I did not. I was the assistant director in the fall of 2017.
And you are ready to make your conducting debut next month?
Yes.
Where and when is the performance?
So we have a performance at St. Rose Church on Riverside Drive on Saturday, December 1st at 4 o'clock p.m. And then we have one on Sunday, December 2nd at 3 o'clock p.m. at St. Catherine on the west side.
What are some of the pieces you'll perform, Trevor?
So we are performing a wonderful piece by Stephen Paulus, the late American beloved composer, called The Three Nativity Carols for Harp and Oboe. And we're also performing his Gabriel's Message. In addition to that, we have several wonderful living composers on the program. Ole Jelo, Norwegian composer, Paweł Luchewski, who's a Polish composer, doing his Ave Maria. They're beautiful pieces for mixed choir, eight voices. We're also doing a piece by Canadian composer Eleanor Daly. We're excited to have her on the program.
Now, did you choose all of the music for this one?
I did choose all of the music for this program.
Did you have an overriding theme or a goal, a message?
So initially, my message was, how do we work a concert that is not religious, yet has this wonderful, beautiful religious symbol behind it, Marian? And this is the 24th Marian concert we have done with the Camerata. And so approaching it from this beautiful story that has inspired centuries of composers and artists, and taking their beautiful repertoire and kind of putting it together in a program that fits for the choir, for the singers that they're going to enjoy, and the audience will be inspired by.
How many singers in Cincinnati Camerata?
So we have about 30 on the roster. In our concert this fall, we will have 24 joining us.
And who are these singers? Are they students, professionals? Where do they come from?
They come from all over. They are marketing professionals, finance professionals. We have some music teachers. All of them share this passion for singing. Some are trained musicians. They have graduate degrees in music. A few of our singers have degrees in CCM and are alumna. And other singers are volunteering.
Why do you think people turn to music to celebrate the holidays?
I think that music reaches us in a deeper way than even just spoken word in movies. And I think that it inspires us and it brings this feeling of joy and peace, which I think we long for all throughout the year.
After you get through the holidays, Trevor, what's next for the Camerata?
So we'll come back in January and we'll start preparing for our spring concert, which is on May 5th.
And will that be in Cincinnati as well?
That will be in Cincinnati.
Do you know where yet?
We do not have the venue selected yet.
Now, if somebody wanted to become involved with the group, volunteer, or perhaps even sing with the Camerata, how would they do that?
So the easiest way is to go on to our website, which is CincinnatiCamerata.com.
And are there auditions periodically? Or?
We have auditions normally in August, but at any time they can email us, send us a message, and join. We're happy to hear auditions.
I probably should have asked this a long way back. Is it a mixed voice choir?
It is a mixed voice choir.
Chatting with Trevor Krager. He is the new artistic director at Cincinnati Camerata, and he'll make his debut with the choir December 1st and 2nd. Trevor, can you just recap again where and when those performances are?
Yes, the performances are on Saturday, December 1st at St. Rose Church on Riverside Drive at 4 o'clock p.m. And then on Sunday, December 2nd at St. Catherine on the West Side at 3 o'clock p.m.
Well, good luck with this season. Good luck with your new position with Cincinnati Camerata. For a link to their music and their schedule, visit our website, wvxu.org. My guest has been Trevor Krager. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you.